What's going on, guys? This is the Big Picture Audio File Development Journal, Part 1. Just going to get right into it. Wanted to get some thoughts down, some clarifications about the big picture, what's going on here, how everything is evolving over time. First, just a brief overview. Few of the components: you have TSN addresses. Every person has one or more TSN, unique TSN addresses, which are just, you know, Bitcoin public address, which you own the private key for. And through that address, you need a block publishing server, which you're going to be signing a message from that server using your private key, thus proving you have control over the server with your own private key, and thus you can publish blocks and publish content which will be referenced in those blocks on your block publishing server. So then there's the concepts of clout, which is unique to your Bitcoin public key. And then you have a Cloutreon, which you could publish content for people who own your clout to, pay for content, services, products, whatever. Then we kind of fine-tune down to what is clout, how do you get clout. Clout is your own unique currency, sort of, not in the legal sense, but that's a whole other can of worms. But your clout is unique to your address, and so how does someone get it? At the moment, you're going to have to mine for clout. How do you mine for clout? Well, you need your own TSN address to mine someone else's clout to pay for their things. Eventually, you'll probably be able to, buy it, assuming you can't mine it, or you don't want to mine it, or whatever the reason is, by exchanging Bitcoin for it. But that's probably way down the line. But so how do you get it? Well, you have to have your own account. What happens is I publish a block, right, of my own content and references to it from my block publishing server. You are going to make that block redundant along with anyone else who wants to mine my clout. So you see, we're kind of replacing the functions of Twitter, YouTube, all these things, by making blocks redundant, because they all have a central server, and we're kind of decentralizing that function in a way. Anyway, you see that I published a block. You want to mine my, you want to get some of my sweet clout, right? So you download my block to your computer, right? You publish it to your server, right? So you're making my block redundant, okay? Then you, with your signature, are signing the hash of my block, right? And then you're gonna kind of ping me to tell me that you did so, okay? Right now, you can email me. Eventually, it could be, a PGP message from your server to mine. Maybe it'll be a Lightning message. All this stuff's gonna get worked out. Maybe it's just the same way that peer-to-peer, a node talks to another node on the network. Whatever it is, you're pinging me to inform me because you want me to acknowledge you're posting my block to get your clout. So, it's in your best interest to ping me. Or maybe I just see it because I'm following you and I want to get my clout out. Anyway, so I see that you've published the block. I'm checking as a clout issuer, right? What am I doing? I'm checking that you published my block. I'm checking that you have the right hash of my block. So thus it is, the same block. Nothing was changed, okay? I'm checking that you signed the hash with your private key, right? And then, if all is correct, I'm going to do an issuance transaction by signing with my private key the fingerprint or signature that you created with your private key. And that creates, you know, what we call cold coins, right? So that's basically the basics of Clout, right? That's how it's created. Then what we're getting into now, well, all right, let's iron out the big picture further. Then you have Dimes, Trips, you know, you got your Truthkit. These are all just kind of like directories on your block publishing server, your current block publishing server. Truthkit will be for development stuff. Dimes are, you know, short statements, kind of like tweets. Trips are video files, you know, it's like your YouTube replacement. We're going to have audio files like this one. You know, you could probably, this is going to be an audio file for a specific project that is the Truth Social Networking, Truth Social Network, to kind of do, it's like if I was doing a development contribution, but this is in the form of an audio file. That's neither here nor there. So, you have like these directories on your server, which can be create pages, right? Page where you sign everything in the page and then it's referenced in your block. So with a dime, you're signing the text, you know, the short statement, you're just literally signing the whole statement. With a trip, you're posting a video file, and you're gonna sign the hash of that file, right? That's kind of the fundamentals of the Truth Social Network, but everything is just signatures, files, hashes of files. You know, you have kind of these building blocks, the primitives that make it all up. So same thing with Truthkit is, you know, everything is just files. If you want to do code, it could be a TXT file in whatever language. Whatever it is, everything is going to be, you know, if you want to upload a file for that or for anything else, you're posting the file, you're posting the hash of the file, and you're signing the hash. You know, a lot of people use PGP keys for GitHub, and I think that's kind of stupid. Why not just have your own private key? It's PGP is a bit more complex, but anyway. So you've got kind of these primitives that make it all up. A lot of it's going to be clarified, ironed out, reworked, you know, become more user-friendly. Then there's your block, which is all of the references to your content. And, you know, in a dime, you could reference someone else by referencing the fingerprint of their dime, right? And what I've been doing is I've actually started, not embedding, but linking through, you know, by referencing their fingerprint, I'm creating a link to their page of their fingerprint, which is kind of cool. But anyway, so you got your dimes, your trips, your good truth, audio files, you know, whatever else, whatever content you want to make, and it all gets referenced in these blocks. So, why blocks, right? What's the point? Well, you want to create, first of all, while you're creating your block, it's kind of a moving object, right? You're continually updating it with these references to various content. And so it's not finalized. You can kind of edit things, you know, just as you would on social media. In some places allow you to edit, whether it's they allow you to edit it or just delete it, repost. They kind of have this mutable history forever, but what's cool about the Truth Social Network is it's editable in the midst of making a block, but then once you publish your block, you're committing it to that unique hash of the block, so it's kind of like solidified over time in your own unique history, right? And then there's the time aspect, which I forgot to mention. So whenever you're posting content, you reference time. Not that fake time, we're referencing cryptocurrency, the real time. And so you're referencing a block number, right? Initially, I was just doing that, but that's kind of doesn't prove anything because, you know, say I was to reference the next block, but it hasn't happened yet. So, you know, that's not proving that the block has happened. So what you have to do is you have to reference something in the cryptocurrency block. So for now, I've chosen the number of transactions in that block. So say it's a Bitcoin block, I'm referencing the block number and then the number of transactions, thus proving that the block has already occurred. Then you could also include a Litecoin block, you know, another crypto block to kind of fine tune it, because Bitcoin blocks happen every 10 minutes. So if you want to get more specific as to the time, you could get into the Bitcoin block and the Litecoin block and the transactions that happened in each of them, you know, in your dime or whatever content you're posting. So anyway, it all gets referenced in your block, which eventually becomes solidified when you create your next block by signing the hash of that block, by including the hash of your block in your next block, okay? So there's kind of different ways of signing going on here. There's different accounts, mainly your block publishing server, right? Which you signed a message from and referenced your server in that message, right? So anything you're posting from that account, whether it's your block publishing server, you know, backwards compatible Twitter account, YouTube account, whatever it is kind of signed in a sense, whether you're actually signing it because you signed a message from there, right? So that's one aspect of signing. You know, creating content from an account the way you always would, but you've signed a message from it using your private key. Initially, it started out as a way to prove you had different, you know, social media accounts by signing a message from each of them with the same private key. So anyway, that's one form of signing. You could call it account signing. Then there's the fact that you're including a reference to it in your block, which is another form of signing. Then there's literally taking a digital fingerprint or signature of something, which is a third aspect. So you have those three aspects, and then, as I was talking about, you have a block, right, which gets solidified by publishing it to the world. Also, another aspect of it is you're publishing the block, which has a unique hash. You're also, once you decide to publish it, sorry, there were some sirens there. You also, the same way you can reference time in individual content, you know, in dimes, trips, whatever, you include the block number and you include a time reference when you publish the block, kind of time stamping it, which, you know, is solidified in the block along with all the other content. So you've published your block, and then once your next block is started, you reference the previous block hash, which is like another form of signing in a way. You're building on the previous block and solidifying it by including, you know, a hash of your own previous block. So again, you can edit things while you're making your block. So say you, not only if you want to edit something you did, you know, say you had a faulty signature or something like that, whatever, it's not the end of the world, because you can change it. And then there's the aspect that even if it's a faulty signature, it's in your block anyway, so that's signed in a, you know, it was in a reference in a TSN account, and it's in your block, so, you know, it came from you, so big deal if there was a faulty signature. A lot of this is going to get ironed out over time. But anyway, so you can edit your block while you're constructing the block until you publish it, and then it gets solidified in your own immutable version of history. So it kind of all gets solidified in time, over time, I should say. So that's kind of the deal with blocks, block publishing server. Then there's the dime pool, which up until this point, you know, we're going to kind of clarify what that is here, what it's going to be. The dime pool is going to be your dimes, trips, anything else that you want to get sent out to server feeds, right? Now, server feeds are kind of like, you know, republishers, you know, kind of like a news feed or a timeline type of thing. But there's probably going to be some incentive, you know, but they're a bit different because there's probably going to be some incentives involved. One is if they're, you know, for popular people, you're going to be drawing in attention. So, you know, you could envision some server feeds that just do a bunch of popular people, and they could have advertising. But then there's another dynamic which could be kind of cool, where there's fees involved, and, you know, I send my dime to a server feed with a fee. Now, initially there was some confusion. Was this going to be using clout, or would it be literally attaching a Bitcoin fee to this transaction? I think what it's going to be is it could kind of involve Lightning, potentially, where you could literally sign a message, right? There's a couple apps coming out for this, and send it to another node on the Lightning network. But what if that node was a server feed, right? So they kind of post your message for a fee. And you could have all kinds of different server feeds. Some could be, you know, anything goes, kind of like a Tor, you know, deep web server. I mean, with messages, dimes or whatever, it would have to be anything goes because you're just sending a message for a fee and you just post. But anyway, this will kind of get figured out over time with different incentives. Yeah, so that's kind of a big summary of it all. You got your TSN addresses, which create unique clout for your own cloutreon. You got your content, your dimes, sorry about that, you got your content, your dimes, your trips, whatever, which all gets referenced in your blocks, which you continually build upon over time. Your clout is going to be limited in number. We're kind of ironing it out, but there's going to be some type of similarities between Bitcoin, but it's kind of different. You know, there's a difficulty in Bitcoin. I don't think we're going to have any of that. I don't think the economics will work out, maybe something akin to it, but not really. But your cloud will definitely be limited in value. There will be an asymptotic limit to 21 million. We'll see what the function looks like. It's probably going to interplay in some regard to, it's kind of going to relate to the amount of clout you issue. So the one similarity to Bitcoin will be that asymptotic limit. So say you've issued, it'll kind of be like, you know, each clout transaction will give 50 cold coins. And so once you get, once you've issued 210,000 transactions, the amount of cold coins you issue will get cut to 25. So it is similar, but with Bitcoin blocks, they happen every 10 minutes. With clout, it's based on issuance transactions, which again, are people downloading your block, proving that they did so, signing it, and then you're issuing them clout by signing their fingerprint. Now, initially there was going to be this whole thing for clout transactions with the proving the chain of clout, where you basically, the transaction would actually be done, you know, through your own blocks, but that kind of depended upon your own blocks being more frequent. There's a lot of vulnerabilities to it. It's a lot of work. You know, it's kind of like banking type of consensus. And it seems it's going to be much more practical to just let each person issue their cold coins, and then person they're issued to can sort of use that, your cold coin issuance fingerprint, to redeem clout through an actual cryptocurrency's smart contract. And each person could choose their own, whether you want to do, you know, a Stellar term contract, an ERC contract, a Bitcoin smart contract through, you know, Rootstock or Liquid or Lightning or whatever the technology supports. You could do whatever you want to do. It's your cloutreon. It's your clout. But the point is, those transactions will be used to pay for content in your cloutreon. So that's kind of the big picture summary of it all. I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I don't want to go too long. I may make a few more kind of drilling down into a few more specific aspects and then design decisions going forward. So that's going to be it.